Welcome to The Generation Podcast, an audio resource dedicated to a generation of young people who are committed to total surrender to God and total dependence on His power to reach the world with the gospel of Christ. This podcast is designed to strengthen and encourage through a series of Bible-based practical talks. Today, Minutemen Ministries will be introducing a new member of the family who will be leading an evangelistic team in the coming years. Join us as John Pound shares his own testimony and how he expects God to use him in a special way as he joins forces with Minutemen.
Welcome to the Generation Podcast. I'm Bobby Bosler, and I'm privileged to be here today with John Pound. John traveled with my team in 2014, and he traveled with Jim Van Gelderen two times in 2014 and 2015. And we are just delighted not only to have him on the podcast here this week, but he and his fiancée in the coming years will be joining the Minutemen family. And they'll actually be taking an evangelistic team on the road. And we're just so excited about what God's going to be doing in and through their lives. And I've got John here, and I wanted John to share something with you all from his heart. I know we've talked about a few things, and I know he's got a vision for you. So, John, why don't you share with us what's on your heart?
All righty. Well, really our burden in coming along with Minutemen is the burden of the generation, which is to help teenagers to understand a life of total surrender and total dependence on God. Our desire is to share the gospel with teenagers that have never heard it before, and to share the gospel of Jesus Christ's power over sin to those who are saved. I was reached as a teenager. I was an atheist, and at 15 years old, I came to an evangelistic service. During that evangelistic service, I heard a preacher preach the gospel several nights in a row before the final, where I was confronted with the truth that hell's a real place, and that it's the consequence of our sin, and it's what we deserve because of our sin. We've been separated from God, and understanding that consequence, I began to wrestle with those questions of whether the Bible was true and whether this thing about hell was real. And during that time, God began to convict my heart, and I made a decision to believe the Bible, believe the gospel, turned from my sin to Jesus Christ. And because of that, God has done a major transformation in my life, sending me to Bible college, and now graduating and joining Minutemen. I'm looking to go out with a team and help lost teenagers who may be struggling with some of the same questions to come to the same conclusion, that the Bible is a book that can be trusted, the gospel is true, there is a real heaven, there is a real hell, and there is a real God that loves us. That all being said, another side of our burden is going to be to preach the truth that Jesus Christ has power over sin. There are so many teenagers today that just really struggle with questions like, can I ever have real victory? Questions like, what can I do to be an effective witness? Questions like, how can I overcome peer pressure? Addictions that they're struggling with. There's a lot of issues. And in a society that hates God, in a society that has nothing to do with the Bible and has everything to do with current cultures and modern thinking, we want to bring the truth of Jesus Christ, the light that He offers and the salvation that He gives into every heart that we possibly can. We want to teach teenagers that are saved how to live a victorious life, how to really live Christ's life in them, and then to take the message of salvation that they've received into their communities, into their friends, into their families, into their neighborhoods. It's not just a burden, but it's a passion. We understand that without God, we can do nothing. And if it weren't for God, we'd be nobody. We'd be on our way to eternity without Him. And because of Him, because of His death, because of His saving life, we can live a victorious life in Christ. And so really our desire is just to share that with people. I'll never forget traveling with Brother Bosler and with a Dr. Jim for those two tours. So many times I would have teenagers come up to me after a message that they heard, or even during maybe at the end of a testimony service, and they would just talk about what God had done in their heart that week and how God had transformed their life. And that's something that for the past couple of years since I've been finishing school and been out of Minutemen has really impacted me. It's something I've looked back to and thought on many times, And it's something I haven't been able to get away from. And so as we enter in ministry, as we enter evangelism, and as we look to join the Minuteman family and to, in the coming days, launch with our own team, our desire is to see those same testimonies through our ministry, to see teenagers that have the same burden suddenly find that they can leave those burdens at the cross, to find teenagers that are lost, that are in need of hope, to find that hope in Jesus, and then be able to give testimonies of salvation. Really, our desire is just to go into all the world, like Jesus said, to preach the gospel to every creature, and to see folks come to Christ. That's our heart, and that's what we hope to do. So thanks for having me on the podcast, and appreciate my time with you.
Well, praise the Lord, John. You know, we are absolutely thrilled to have you and Danielle on board. And young people, you know, I hope that you take instruction from his testimony. Because, you know, as you hear of someone who's been saved out of atheism and how God has taken him from there to the point now where he is launching into full-time ministry, that can be you. You know, God wants to take every one of you that is listening and not only find hope in Jesus, and I know you, most of you probably have found salvation through Jesus Christ, but he wants to take your life, and he wants your life to be effective for him. He wants your life to make a difference in the kingdom of God. He wants your life to impact the souls of men and women. He wants you to turn your generation upside down for Jesus Christ. That's exactly what John and Danielle are going to be doing as they launch and as they just surrender to the Lord and depend on his power to turn the world upside down for Jesus Christ. You know, it's always encouraging to me to hear other people express their surrender, express their vision, because I know every time I hear somebody else share it, it's an encouragement to me in my own personal journey, and I trust it's an encouragement in your journey as well. Well, John, you're probably going to see some of these young people coming up here in the coming weeks. If you see John and Danielle Pound, you say hello. You thank them for sharing their testimony here on the podcast. And young people, don't forget, the V Generation is a generation of young people who are totally surrendered to the will of God and totally dependent on his power to do just what John and Danielle are burdened to do, to reach the world with the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Generation Podcast. For more faith-inspiring resources and information about joining The Generation, please visit thegeneration.org. That's T-H-E-E generation.org.